How to help someone choose one faithful next step. A faithful next step is one of the most important outcomes of a ministry genogram conversation. Without a next step, the person may leave with insight but no direction. With too large a next step, the person may feel overwhelmed, pressured, or tempted to act impulsively. A wise next step is specific, realistic, prayerful, and appropriate to the person's setting, role, safety, and readiness. Start by asking what the person noticed. What pattern, blessing, missing model, or opportunity became clear to you? This helps them name the insight. Then ask what the insight stirred. Did it bring grief, relief, anger, gratitude, fear, courage, or hope? This matters because strong emotion can push people toward rushed decisions. Naming the emotion helps slow the pace. Next, ask what Christ may be redeeming. This keeps the conversation centered on the gospel, not merely on family analysis. Christ may be redeeming a reaction, a fear, a habit, a relationship pattern, a calling, a view of God, or a missing model. Then ask, what should you not rush? This is a powerful question. The person may need to avoid rushing confrontation, reconciliation, public testimony, family disclosure, ministry leadership, or promises made under pressure. After that, help them choose one faithful next step. 1, not 10. A faithful next step might be practice one calm response before a hard conversation. Pray one honest sentence each day. Read one scripture slowly for a week. Ask a pastor, mentor, chaplain, counselor, or ministry coach for support. Apologize where they have harmed someone. Set one wise boundary. Begin one blessing-building practice. Take a course. Join a healthy small group. Pause before reacting. Seek professional help when the need is beyond ministry conversation. The step should be doable. It should also be accountable. Ask, who can support this step wisely? The answer may be a pastor, mentor, spouse, mature friend, counselor, chaplain, or ministry coach. Finally, ask, what boundary protects this step? A person may need to limit a conversation, avoid unsafe contact, stop overserving, reduce emotional dependency, or pause before responding. The goal is not dramatic change for display. The goal is faithful practice before God. A helpful closing question is, what is one wise, faithful, and possible step you can take this week as an image bearer in Christ? That question helps the person leave with hope, humility, and direction.